Are you struggling with your business website and need a website that actually converts visitors into buyers? Do you have a service or product that isn't making as many sales as you'd like? The Business Website Blueprint Podcast is for you. Hey, my name is Ariana, and I'm a website designer and developer who has helped my clients sell over $1 million in their products and services. In this show, you'll receive support and guidance through bite-sized episodes to help you generate more traffic to your website and convert that traffic into sales. Are you ready? Here we go. Are you planning on DIYing your website for your business, but you're not really sure where to start? In this episode, I want to share with you five things that you need to know if you're planning to build your own website for your business. Number one, with your website, you need to have what's called a website host. I'd like to use the analogy of a house, and I know I've said this on the podcast before, but in case you haven't heard that episode, I want to say this again. An analogy of a house just makes it way easier to explain. So for your website host, that's kind of like the foundation of your house. You can't build the frame of your house, you can't build the walls, you can't decorate the rooms unless you have that foundation. I mean, you can try, but it's probably just going to fall down. So your website host is like the foundation of your house. Your website host is going to house all of the code for your website and basically the back end, like all the crazy, weird looking code that actually turns into your website looking as beautiful as it does. Your website's going to host them. A website host will also usually have customer service that will help you if your website ever goes down for some unknown reason. They can help you recover it. They can help you if you have any questions, and their customer service should be there to help you. So the two website hosts that I most frequently recommend are Bluehost and HostGator, and I do have affiliate links for those that will get you guys a discount. So you can find those discount codes at arianaverneerdesign.com/resources, or you can find that link in the show notes. But basically, if you're looking for a host, there's so many different options. You just want to find one that is a good price, which Bluehost and HostGator 100% are, and you want to find one that has really good customer service, which I will tell you, I've designed many, many websites on both of these platforms, and I've never had an issue with customer service. All right, the second thing you need if you're wanting to DIY your business website, you need a website domain. So going back to the house analogy, your website domain is like the address of your house. It's what people are going to type in the search bar to actually find your website. So if you're going to Facebook.com, for example, Facebook.com is the website domain. It's your URL, basically. So when you are setting up your website, you need to get a domain. And typically with your website host, if you're purchasing a plan with them, a good website hosting company will offer your domain for you for free for the first year. And then after that, it's typically like around $20 a year for your website domain after that. If it's more than that, if it's like hundreds of dollars or a thousand, that probably means you're wanting a premium domain and you might want to rethink either your business name or whatever, maybe add a the to the beginning or something just to make it different so you don't have to pay for a premium domain because that's not necessary. All right, once you've got your website host figured out, your website domain identified, you need to figure out what website platform you're actually going to build your website on. So y'all know that I recommend to build your website on WordPress. Back in episode 6, I really share exactly why WordPress is the best fit for your website platform. So go check that out if you haven't listened to the episode already. But your website platform, it's like the walls of your house. It's the structure. It's what's going to allow you to start to decorate. It's figuring out, you know, the sizing of the rooms, getting all the settings in place. That's what your website builder does. And so WordPress integrates with your website host, like Bluehost or HostGator. And on WordPress is where you're actually going to be able to start to set up those walls, and then once those walls are up, you get to design them. And that brings me into the fourth thing you need for building your own website is you need a website page builder. So WordPress is the platform, and then in WordPress, you can install a plugin, which is called Elementor, E-L-E-M-E-N-T-O-R. Did I spell that right? It's confusing now because my kids are obsessed with Elemental, the movie, so I get a little mixed up sometimes, but yes, Elementor. And this basically just allows you to design the rooms, to put up your pretty colors, your quote-unquote paint. It allows you to hang your pictures on the wall, put up photos of your products or services, and just really make your website beautiful for any website visitor who comes to your site. It allows you to fully customize pages. It allows you to upload templates and then customize them to your business if you're not wanting to build it from scratch. And Elementor is just, in my opinion, the best page builder that you can get. It also doesn't cost very much. It's only, I think it's $99 a year. So not bad when you break that down into monthly costs. It's less than $10 a month. And they're always improving it, always making it better, always updating it. So I highly recommend Elementor. Now, the fifth thing that you need if you're wanting to DIY your business website is you need your website to have the options that you need for your business. So if you're wanting to sell products on your website, then your website needs to be able to have that option for you to do so. If you're wanting to have people be able to book calls with you on your website needs to have the option to do that. And you can do that on WordPress with what's called plugins. Plugins allow your website to have different capabilities based on your different website needs. And if you're not wanting to spend a ton of money on plugins, because some do cost money, but there are many free ones out there, I actually have an episode sharing the 8 free plugins that I recommend for every business website. And that is episode 15 here on the podcast. So you can go check that out if you're wondering what plugins you need on your website. I highly recommend that episode. So WordPress is fully customizable. It will have any plugin you need for any need you have in your business. And it will just allow you to DIY the business website of your dreams. Now, if you're still intimidated by designing a website for your business, I encourage you to go check out my website templates that I offer, which you can view at arianaverneerdesign.com/shop. You can fully customize them to your business. You can change the colors, the branding, the everything, and I walk you through how to do that. So when you purchase a website template from me, you also get my Wow What a Website training and tutorial series that walks you through getting your website host set up, getting your domain figured out, installing WordPress, getting Elementor set up, how to actually customize the template to what you need for your business. The Wow What a Website training walks you through all of that and more. So if you're overwhelmed with the idea of DIYing your website, but you don't want to invest in having somebody do it for you, my website templates and the Wow What a Website training and tutorial series are going to help you so much. So you can check those out at arianaverneerdesign.com/shop. Or again, you can find that link in the show notes. All right, y'all. If you are building your website, I wish you all the best. It is sometimes overwhelming, but it is so fun. And I know that you can absolutely do it. All right, y'all, thank you so much for listening, and we will see you next time. Thank you so much for listening to the Business Website Blueprint Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, it would bless me big if you would take a moment to leave a 5-star review of the show so I can help more business owners just like you reach their clients and customers through a killer website.